Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars football coach Rick Winbigler. And Coach, not a good night Friday as you took on a very good Wyandotte Bears ball club. But Coach, just your thoughts about that game. I know the Bears, looking at that score, looked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could say it wasn't a very good game, and you'd be pretty right about that. We struggled. We struggled tackling. We struggled to match their speed on the field, and you know, for us offensively, we struggled a great deal. We, you know, it's hard to find positives in a drubbing 66-7. But when you go back and you look at the film offensively, we really shot ourselves in the foot. We left a lot of yards on the field as far as reading our way out of our option offense. Our kids did not make the correct reads. We messed up some blocking assignments. And, you know, if we feel like if we would have made some better reads, we could have had a little more success. Defensively, there's no easy way to put it. You guys are fast, or big, or strong, or physical. They're what we want to be as a program in time. You can tell that they've got a great commitment to the weight room and physical training and physical development. I think they're a very strong contender in our district, and I think they're going to be very tough to beat, and Wyandotte's going to have a lot of success this year. They very well coached, very good football team, and you know, but on the flip side of that, our kids kind of, you know, made some mistakes that, you know, I think a little bit of it played into we're playing Wyandotte. You know, they're traditionally a good team here. The last couple of years, they beat us pretty good last year, and our kids weren't able to overcome the mental hurdle, and then we weren't able to overcome the execution hurdle that we needed to, you know, have success. You got to be perfect. You got to be as best as you can be against a great team, and we were far, far, far from perfect against those guys.
And when you look about that, and now you focus this week against Caney Valley, mentally, how are these players going to have to respond on just forgetting about that loss and focus forward?
Oh, that's behind us. I said in the locker room, I said, you know, after that game, you run into good teams and you get beat and you move on. You don't harp on it. You know, you don't sit there and think, you know, season's over, we just got it put on us. You know, that's not our attitude at all. You know, we're ready to move on, and we moved on to Caney Valley immediately after that loss. We watched the film on Wyandotte. We corrected those mistakes. But as far as, you know, harping on giving up 66, only scoring 7, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time this week reliving the past, I guess you could say. We're looking forward to Caney Valley. They beat us last year. They ended our seasons in a couple of sports. And so our kids are really excited to play them, and I think it's going to be a good game. You know, I know they're hungry, and we're hungry to have some success. And, you know, they throw the ball pretty well. They run the ball pretty well. And, you know, they're coming off of a game kind of like we just had. And I'm sure they're having the same mentality that we are, that, you know, that game's behind us. We're going to move on, and we're going to play a competitive game this Friday. And I think our kids are focused. I think they're excited to play Caney Valley, and I think it's going to be a good little game on Friday.
Yeah, seeing the Trojans last week against Nowata, saw some good things, what the Trojans can do. Like you said, they can run the ball, they can throw. Defensively, what are you going to have to do to stop that?
Well, we just got to have our heads screwed on in coverage. You know, last year, Gagan toasted us, and they had, I can't remember his name, they had another big, gigantic receiver, and next thing we know, they've scored 35 points, and it was all over the top stuff. You know, they beat us deep. And, you know, obviously they don't have Gagan and the big tall receiver now, but, you know, they still have receivers that can go up and make plays. They still have the quarterback, Hunter, and he's got a great arm. You know, he looks like he's trimmed up a little bit this year. He's a little more athletic looking. And, you know, we scrimmaged them early in the year, and they had some success against our defense. And we understand that, you know, if we don't come to play in pass coverage, going to be a long night, because, you know, last year's game we did fairly well against the running game, but they just, you know, as they did all year last year, they toasted us throwing the football. And you know, I know they scored 56 or so points on Commerce last year, and they just, the quarterback's a weapon, and we understand that, you know, that ball can go anywhere on the field, and he can put it anywhere on the field, and he can throw it deep, short, whatever it may be. So our focus defensively is, well, we gotta load up, and we gotta get ready to play some pass defense, and we gotta be smart. We gotta break on the ball, and we can't get defeated if they pop one over the top. You know, we gotta live to play another down, because odds are it's going to happen. You know, they said they're talented throwing the football, and you know, that's kind of what our focus is this week.
Offensively for the Cougars, what are they going to have to do against a much improved Caney Valley defense?
We got to execute. You know, I was most frustrated last week about our lack of execution. You know, when we see a defense react in a certain way, the ball has to go where it has to go. You can't predetermine that, oh, this guy's going to take the dive phase, this guy's going to play the – you can't predetermine that in this offense. You have to take what the defense gives you and react accordingly. And we didn't do that last week at all. You know, we let the speed of Wyandotte get into our heads and affect our reads. And our big focus this week is back to the basics, you know. Same thing that we've been doing. We've got to play our game. We've got to be smart with the football. And if we make the right decisions and get the ball where it needs to go, we're going to be okay. But if we try to play outside of the system and kind of just say, oh, well, I'm just going to hand this one off, or I'm going to take this one, you know, we'll be in for a long night. We won't move the ball. But I feel like our kids understand that, you know, where they need to go with the ball, and we watch a lot of film on it, correct a lot of mistakes. So I think if we just go back to being us, being that team in those first couple of games that scored some points, moved the football, had confidence, played with energy, if we do that, I think, you know, that's our biggest focus. Get back to being who we are and what we are offensively, and let the rest take care of itself.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. It should be an exciting game coming up this Friday against Caney Valley. Good luck to you and the Cougars against the Trojans on Friday.
I appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.